We that are mature, that can chew down on some meats, we must bear the infirmities of those that are weaker, and shallow, and that do not have the imunah, the strength to stand, the confidence in Yah, the willingness to rest in the assurance and the favor of Yah in Yahshua. We must do that. It has to be done. We must be believers and examples to the believers of Israel. We must do that. We must, my brothers and sisters, quickly, Bidmibar, Numbers 20, verse 12. When Yah spoke unto Moshe and Aharon, He commanded him what to do. He told him to gather Israel together and speak unto the rock before them. He wanted to show the power of His refreshing unto Israel. There is no refreshing of the living water without Yahshua. We're not going to smite him or impale him again. Yah says unto Moshe, Aharon, and Dibarim, Bidmibar, in Numbers 20 and 12. Yahweh spoke unto Moshe and Aharon, because you, O men, you believed me not to set me apart in the eyes of the children of Israel. Look what he said. I'm here to tell you, my people, you're not going to rebel against the commandments of Yah and think you're going to enter in. He said, because you did not set me apart to make me kadosh. He says, therefore, you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. Do you all hear that? Because we have rebelled, because we have not done accordingly as the Torah command, we will never see the power of the light of Almighty Yah in its fullness. Is Yahshua the fullness of the word of Yah? He intended for us to experience the fullness of His might and His power. But because we don't believe, instead of us asking Yah, we ask in a mist. We don't believe when we ask. We pray in a mist, and that is what Moshe and Aharon done. Yah said, you speak unto the rock. They smote Yahshua. And that's what we have done. We have struck out against Him. We have been against HaMashiach. And that's what they did. They smote Him. And we smite Him constantly with the willing act to sin and to defy what Yah commands us. And Yah said, because of that, you will never lead them into the promised land. That's why our lives are cut short, brothers and sisters. I'm here to tell you, I'm not going to placate us. We must believe Yahweh. That's why our days are cut short. That's why Moshe's days were cut short, because he smote. You're not going to smite Yahshua. You're not going to get by. You're not going to smite him for all the mighty works he has done. And yet we don't believe. We don't believe him. We don't trust him. We have no assurance in what he says unto us. This represents what they did. This is what Moshe and Aharon did. It was a lashing out at Yah. And he said, because of this, because you believe me not. Were they not mighty men? Did they not believe him? And so have we done the same. We don't believe. And that's why Yah must help our unbelief. He must help us. Because we don't believe. We just don't believe him. We don't believe him. He said, and you will not take this house into the promised land because you have not believed. One must believe in order to trust. One must believe in order to have confidence. Hallelujah. The scripture tells us why that Yah sent the one called Yokahan, the emerger, the one that emerged us into HaMashiach. It says in Matthew 21:32, we don't even believe the one that Yah sends to us. Did He not say that He would give us Raha, a pastor after His own love, that will feed us with knowledge and understanding? And we don't believe. That's why our faith must be helped, our imunah. It says in Matthew 21:32, for Yokohan came to you in the way of Sujik, righteousness, and you believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots believed him. And you, Israel, when you had seen it, repented not afterwards, that you might believe him. We must understand that these publicans, they were those that were detest. But Yehuda, Israel, and all those that were employed by them because they were harsh. They were despicable. And that's what we were. We were despicable, wicked. We were harsh, unclean things. We are the nature of harlotry and whoram. Every kind of vile thing were practiced among us. And yet Yah reached down on Harlot Avenue. And He pulled up a wretched thing like you. He reached down on Publican Lane. We were detested, despised, because we had no worth. And He called and elected a people that were detestable. Had no qualities at all. Yet we will not believe Him. See, when a man realized that he was a publican, that he was a despised and hated thing, he would believe Him. When one realized the harlotry and the sinfulness that came forth out of him, understanding the mercies of Yah and the favor of Yah, she will love him much. She will cry, to whom much is given, whom much is forgiven, that one loves much. To whom little is given, forgiven, they don't love much. So the harlot realized, the mercies of Yah. The mercies of Yah have spoken unto me. My mind could not comprehend this unless there was a witness that this is the truth. They rose up from that way. And the power of Yahshua filled them. And yet He came unto us that He had elected. And put it in our hearts. Those that thought that they had what it took. And we did not. Only the publicans and the harlots will believe. And those that are dignified in their own corruption, they will not believe. We must believe Yahweh. We must trust Him. We must have confidence in what He speaks. I want to read one more scripture before I close. As much to this, I did not even get into the depth of what I wanted to teach. But this will be suffice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We found ourselves here in Matthew 27. I want to begin in verse 39. This is the same spirit of this generation. The leaders, those in authority. Because this is a generation, and that is a thievery. As my grandmother would say, it is a roguish generation. It says in Matthew 27:39, and they that pass by Yahshua, they revile him, wagging or shaking their heads. They saw the splendor of Yah, and yet, in the midst of this tremendous agony, it pleased the Abba that He could wash away our sins if we only believed. And so they passed Him wagging their tear their heads, and saying, "You said that you will destroy the Beit HaMikdash, the tabernacle, the temple, and build it up in 3 days." He said to Yahshua, "Save yourself. Come down off the stake. If you are the Son of Yah, come down from this execution stake." Likewise, also, does it say that? Also, the chief Kohen, mocking him with the scribes, and the elders said, the elders, he save others, himself he cannot save. If he be the Melech, the king of Israel, let him come down from the stake, and we will believe him. I will never say that, preacher. He came out of the grave, and we still don't believe him. He healed our minds, and we still don't believe him. He brought unto Israel the promises of Yah, and we still don't believe him. It was Yahshua that spoke unto us this morning and caused us to arise. They said, "Come down." If we do not believe him and have confidence in him, blessed is the people who have not seen him, but yet they trust and they believe him. "I will believe you, Yah. In my inability to believe, I will believe you. I will trust." So they said, "Come down, and I will believe you." He trusted in Yahweh. This is the testimony. He trusted in Yahweh. Let him deliver him now. If he will have him, for he said, "I am the Son of Yahweh." And scripture said, "And the thieves," not just thief, "and the thieves, we have robbed, we have stolen, we have taken, we breathe his breath, he feeds us, we're thieves. We take from Yah his blessings of life, and we're extortionists. We don't give back. For he has given a mishkarah to you daughters of Zion, how to labor, how to work. You take the fullness of his blessings, and you don't give back. You're a thief because you don't believe him." He blessed us men. And we rob, we steal, and we take. And so the thieves also, which were impaled with him, cast the same in his teeth. They all cast the same thing out of their mouths. They all said the same thing because they did not believe. My brothers and sisters, without Emunah, without believing Yah, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to Yah, if we come to Yahshua, we must first of all believe. And we must believe that Yah is the one that rewards those that diligently seek him. Do we diligently seek him? That diligently seek him. How? Search the Ketve, the Kethu. For in it, we that testify of him and think we have eternal life. Search the book, the scroll. We cannot please him unless we believe him. And when one believes, there's a strong confidence of the greatest of optimism that what he has said and started in the beginning, he is faithful and he shall finish it. May Yah strengthen us all tonight. May he cause the Ruach of Yahshua to rest in our bosom, that we delight with great confidence in the instructions of the Torah of Yah, and that our minds will be shapen and formed by the word of Yah. Yah barak you all. May He bless you that are listening. Shalom, shalom. Yisrael. May Yah strengthen you. May the word of Yah cause your love to delight. May He bless you. May He cause your love to be fat. Bless Yah for what He is doing. For the words of confidence that we can have in Him. And I do pray that these words would build our confidence in Yah. And that we will believe above all things. May Yah barak you. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Bless you all that are listening by the live stream. May the shalom, shalomka, blessings of Yah upon your home, your family. In Yahshua's mighty name. In all things our precious Abba. We do barak. The blessings of the river of life of Ahava flows from us to you. We bless you in Yahshua's name. May the words that were spoken reveal unto us by the revelation of Yahshua. May it be a great strength of confidence in Yisrael. Bless the hearers tonight, and those by the live stream, and those that were sitting in the bayat on the night. May they hear what Yah speaks, and may the words refresh them. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. We ask it all in the precious and the most beautiful name of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb, the promise. Tekva of Yisrael, we barak you. Yisrael cried, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.